In your Bibles to the book of Matthew tonight, Matthew chapter number 9, and I am thankful for the good songs and good presence of the Lord, and I like the extra daylight hours outside, amen. I do, I like it a lot better than it getting dark. I'm a child of light, amen. I don't like darkness too good. I like the light. Matter of fact, I go through a room, I'll cut the lights on. I just don't like darkness, amen. But I'm glad the Lord's allowed us one more time to be here looking for what God has for us in His Word. Matthew 9, mark that, if you will, and then look at John chapter 4. I'm going to read there first, and then we'll get back to Matthew 9. Got a fold upon my heart. Been meditating upon for a little while. I'm going to try to be obedient to the Lord tonight. John chapter 4. John chapter 4, verse number 35, you're willing and able, stand tonight as we read the scripture. We'll read here in John, then go over the book of Matthew in just a moment. John chapter 4, and verse number 35. The Bible said, "Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. And he that reapeth receiveth wages, and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. And herein is that saying true, one soweth and another reapeth. I sent you to reap that whereon you bestow no labor. Other men labored, ye are entered into their labors. And many of the Samaritans that city believed on him for the saying of the woman, which testified, he told me all that ever I did." Then look over at Matthew chapter 9. Matthew chapter 9, verse number 37. Matthew chapter 9, or verse 38 rather. Matthew chapter 9, verse 36, and I'll read through verse 38. I will read these verses and then we'll pray. Matthew chapter 9, verse 36. The Bible said, "But when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted, were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then saith he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, he will send forth the laborers into his harvest." Let's pray together. Father, I thank you, Lord, tonight for your mercy and for your grace. Thank you for the good songs of Zion that we have heard in this place tonight. Lord, I pray now that you'd help us as we look in your word. I know tonight as we're here, Lord, our bodies are weary and tired, but I'm glad, Lord, you're never weary. You're never tired. You don't slumber. You don't sleep. Lord, I'm glad you're on the throne and in control. Lord, I'm glad you're God. And beside you, there is none else. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that you have all power in heaven and in earth. Lord, help us tonight. Speak to our heart by your word. I stir us up. Help us, oh God, to be that which you'd have us to be for your honor and for your glory. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated. I want to look back at John 4 and verse 35 tonight, where the Bible says, "Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Hold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest." I'm going to preach tonight, the Lord being my helper, just a few minutes on this subject. The fields are white. The fields are white. We find Jesus in two passages here using an illustration about a harvest, talking about a crop's coming in, ready to be took in, whether it's wheat or whatever it may be. There is a harvest that the Lord Jesus is taking and making some spiritual application too. Now, I want to say this tonight as we look at these verses. There's about 4 things I'll look at tonight and get out of the way. Number one, I want you to notice the potential in John 4 and verse 35. He said, "They're not yet 4 months," but he said that the harvest is now. He said, "It's ready. They are white. The fields are white already out to harvest." We see a potential there for harvest over Matthew 9:37. He said, the harvest truly is plenteous. Well, ladies and gentlemen, with it being that right, then it's potential. There's potential for reaping. There's a crop to be brought in. But I want to say this as he's making this reference. He is talking about the souls of men, sinners, needing to be reached with the gospel. Hey, I say tonight that around us, every one of us, there are those who are lost and needing someone who will tell them about Jesus Christ. Hey, I'm glad somebody took the time and told me the plan of salvation. I didn't just discover it by myself. Somebody took the time to tell me about Jesus Christ. Now, I'm going to say this. I know you may be tired tonight, but on top of that, this is one of these messages that don't make folk want to shout and jump pews and cut cartwheels. But I will say this. This is why Jesus left us here. It's because the harvest is ready. Amen. Hey, you don't ever have to pray, Lord, I send a sinner by my way to witness to today. You ain't got to pray that. If you leave your house, you'll find a sinner. Amen. What you need to pray is, Lord, help me to have the courage, the boldness, how to tell them about you as they come by my way today. Oh, friend, I'm saying there is that potential for the reaping. Oh, to see sinners get saved. There ain't nothing more exciting than that. I mean that. There's just something about when a sinner gets saved, the joy it brings in your heart and the joy and excitement it brings to the local assembly, amen, when sinners are saved. Oh, friend, I see there's that potential for a reaping, but hey, there's also a potential for a ruin of the harvest. If it's left in the field, it'll rot. Amen. Hey, I've grown gardens through the years, and as it begins coming in, it seemed like after that first crop comes in, that seemed like everything behind this takes off fast, and you have to work quickly to gather it in, or it'll rot on the vine many times. Hey, I'll tell you, there is not only potential reaping of harvest for sinners being saved, but if we ain't careful and we act like we got all the time in the world, hey, they could die in their sin and go to hell. That's right. Hey, that's the problem now. We think we got all the time in the world. I'll do it next week. I'll talk to them on the phone tomorrow. Hey, we don't know if any of us have another breath to start with, and the sinner's there, and they need to be reached now with the gospel. Now, let me say this and understand, as we're left here, we are left because there's others around need to hear. Amen. It would have been good in one sense had when the Lord saved us, he took us to heaven. It would be a good thing. But he chose to leave us here to be a witness for him. Amen. And so there's the potential. Then secondly, I want you to notice in John chapter 4, also verse 36 through 38, there is the partnership. The Bible said there, beginning verse 36, and he that reapeth receiveth wages and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. And herein is that saying true, one soweth and another reapeth. I sent you to reap that whereon you bestowed no labor. Other men labored, and ye are entered into their labor. There's a partnership in getting this harvest. What do you mean, preacher? Well, we are partners with other servants, with other saints. We are working together for the salvation of the lost. Amen. Hey, it is not a game. It is not a competition. It is not for bragging rights that we're trying to win sinners to Christ. Amen. Hey, our day, our movement, and I'm going to say this, I am an independent Baptist. I am. I'm ordained that way. I like it that way. But I'll tell you something. A lot in our movement just think this thing's a numbers game. Amen. It's just how many you can brag about. Hey, listen to me. It ain't nothing about bragging rights, period. Amen. We're talking about souls going to heaven or hell. That's what we're dealing with. Amen. And we need to understand they need the gospel. And we are working together to win them to Christ. Oh, I thought about this. If you're going to grow you a garden in particular, you're going to have some plowing. Amen. You got to bust up the ground and get it ready. There's got to be sowing. You got to put the seed in there. There's got to be working. Boy, that's the hardest part of the whole deal. Is that work from the planting to the reaping time. There's a stretch of time goes by that it ain't no fun. Amen. Hey, out there weeding and hoeing and carrying buckets at water, that ain't very exciting. Amen. That's hard. Your flesh don't want to do that. That's right. Hey, but what are we doing? We're working toward that harvest. Amen. And in this thing of winning sinners, hey, this Bible is the plow and it'll bust up the heart. Amen. That's what needs to get them in it. It's the Word of God. There's that sowing. We're sowing it in a track, in a witness, in a word to somebody. Hey, there's that working. There's constant coming by. Hey, I'm still praying for you. Amen. Hey, we find them. There's that reaping. But they're working. He said there, did you notice what Jesus said? He said in those verses, there in verse 13, about one sowing, one reaping. And verse 13, he's very plain about one sowing, another reaping. He said, I sent you to reap that whereon you bestow no labor. Other men laboring, you're entered into their labors. Hey, it ain't whether you sow or whether you're the reaper. It's the fact you've got to be a partner in the harvest. Amen. Now, I'm going to say something. Listen to me right here. I believe in soul winning. I do. That's what's being taught here, is reaching out. But I'm not just talking about an organized soul winning. Amen. I'm going to tell you, the most effective soul winning that there is you one-on-one with somebody God burdens you about. That is the most effective way to win anybody to Christ. Brother Bill, if we get burdened over somebody, we're willing to put in that effort, in that labor, until they get born again. Amen. Oh, friend, and let me say this too. A church grows the fastest that way. When you go after one, and somebody else goes after one, and I go after one, we are working together. Amen. Hey, it ain't all one man show. It's us being partners in the work of God. Us laboring together in the field that God placed us in. Amen. Hey, there's no big shots and little shots. No big I's and little U's. That bothers me. And it probably does you too. When they come around, oh, the arrogancy in some folks. Oh, I'm it. Look at me. It couldn't get done if I didn't do it. Well, I'll tell you this. God could plant every one of us tonight and raise him up another group of people and the church of God would roll on. Amen. It is us laboring in the field where God put us. Amen. Oh, friend, we see that we're partners with us. Listen, we are partners with the Savior. You do understand that, don't you? Now, here's why I say that. He said, one soweth, another reapeth. Well, here's what Paul said by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost over in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6 through 8. He said, I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one. Every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. Hey, one of us may be the one that sows, somebody else comes behind us and they reap, but it was God that gave the increase. Amen. You ain't never saved nobody. I've never saved anybody. And if I did, they in trouble. Amen. Oh, yeah. There's a preacher one time, he had somebody come up, he'd been out in town visiting. Man, here, this fellow come up staggering, he's drunk, and he got witnessing to him. He said, I'm one of them you already converted. And he said, you look like something I'd convert. Amen. Because we can't change the nature. Amen. You can put rules on people. Are you listening? You can put restrictions on people, but you can't change the nature. Amen. God has to do that. Amen. The reason we're here tonight, God changed our heart one day. Amen. Hey, had I, listen, with some influence that was in my life, had I not got saved, there's no telling where I'd be tonight. I doubt it'd be church. Amen. I had enough friends in school would have kept me from going to church. Amen. Hey, but it was God that changed my heart one day. So we may sow and we may get to be there in the rich, but it's God that gave the increase. Now, I want to say something out here. I preached meetings, and as an evangelist and as pastors through the years, I preached meetings. And I've said this when I've been the visiting preacher somewhere. Man, I go in and preach a revival meeting, and man, folks start getting saved, start getting happening, you know. And I'm sure that at one of the nights, I make sure I go to the pulpit, and I tell them, all I'm doing is coming in behind where your pastor has already been sowing. That's right. It ain't that, hey, somebody said, boy, he preached something. No. Hey, somebody before been laboring. Amen. Hey, every now and then you get to be the person gets to be the reaper, but a lot of time you're just the sower. Amen. Hey, by the way, did you notice over in John 4, you're still going to get the same reward? Well, you sow or reap. Ain't that wonderful? It reminded me about the book of Ruth when I was looking at that this evening. They were those reapers that went through the field, got the main harvest, but then there were some gleaners. The gleaners just got a handful here and a handful of them reapers had got the big loads, you know. But you realize when you get further in the book of Ruth that there comes a time when the reapers and the gleaners all sit at Boaz's table together. Amen. They all together, they got the same thing. Amen. Hey, we find that we are in a partnership in getting the gospel of Christ to sinners. Let me say all the potential and the partnership. But let me say this, there's the problem. We find that over Matthew chapter 9 and verse number 37. The Bible said, that, then saith he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Hey, there's the need for workers. He said the harvest true is plenty, but the number of those workers, they're few. That's where the problem lies with getting sinners saved. There's not as many busy sowing and reaping as there needs to be. Amen. He said, matter of fact, there's few that are being a part of this, going out laboring, being part of the harvest. Now, I will say something. Now, I'm not being a smart aleck, but I want you to listen to me tonight. There are a lot of Baptists, listen how I'm wording this, there's a lot of Baptists satisfied visiting the aquarium instead of going fishing. Did you get that? A lot of them are dissatisfied visiting the aquarium. Wow, a lot of fish, only a few go fishing. Amen. And that's no different in our churches. You've got those who are busy trying to win folk, and you got other folk just sitting around saying, well, that's great. Amen. The problem's us. It is not the seed that's the problem. We've got good seed. This Bible's good. Amen. It'll bring forth. Well, the problem is we're leaving it in the barn. Amen. In the confines of the church where a lot of folk leave the gospel. Amen. Hey, I preached the gospel this morning, yeah. But hey, what about out yonder? There's people out there won't come in here. Amen. You've got to go out there where they're at. Amen. Hey, go out there and sow good seed in their heart. Oh, we see the problem. It is not the seed, but it's a few laborers. Amen. We need more laborers. And that brings me to the last thing. I'm about done. That's the plea in Matthew 9:38. He said, pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. I've wrote this in many Bibles as I've been preaching at them where I'm out and all. I make mention of this a lot when I read this verse. This is the Lord's prayer request. That's right. He is asking you and me to pray for laborers. That blows my mind, but that's what's happening in that verse. We give prayer requests when we meet to pray, and that's good, but the Lord's give us one. Amen. He said, pray that the Lord send forth laborers. I found something interesting while I was studying. It said that he will send forth labor. Those two words, send forth, the idea behind this is driving or forcing. You say, preacher, that's weird. I know it. as you first look at as strained. But you know what? That is a reality. I mean, God seemed like he has to push us for us to do his work. Amen. The natural man just wants to do what's natural with the flesh, but the spiritual man wants to go out there and be a laborer in the harvest. And he said, pray God to just push him out, force him out into his labor. Oh, friend, listen to me. I think about this, and I thought about it tonight as the children were singing, and I talked to Brother Jeff yesterday out in Arizona, and I thought, you know, what a joy as we're sending folk out, but there's more need to go out. More need to be busy in the harvest of souls here locally and then in the nation and around the world. Amen. Hey, God's looking for some folk that'll just take his book and share it with somebody. A lot of people say, well, preacher, I'd witness. I'd be a soul winner, but I just don't know what to say. Well, tell them how you got in. Tell them how you got saved. Tell them what the Lord's done in your life. Hey, get you the Bible. Mark it up. Get you some verses marked in your Bible. Share how God died for sinners and how he loves them, wants to save. Hey, get those marked. Memorize them. Amen. And let's be out in the field working for the Lord tonight. Hey, I know this is, you talk about simple preaching. I know it. And I know it ain't the spectacular stuff. I'm going to tell you something. Here is what we need. We need to be busy for God. Every one of us need to be busy telling somebody about the Lord. I'll say, you young folk, I can't come down that school. You in public school, they ain't going to let me in there. I ain't never going to get invited to preach in public school. That ain't going to happen. But you can take the gospel in. Amen. Your own teachers don't even have the rights you got. You parents know that. A teacher, they can't witness. It is illegal for them to do it. They can't initiate. Now, they can talk to them if the kid starts it, but they can't do no initiating. But a child can initiate and carry it through. Amen. Hey, where you work at, you say, preacher, they don't like nobody. Hey, if they can sit around and talk about the race or the ball game, you got as much right to sit around and talk about the Lord. Amen. Hey, we just need to be busy. There's sinners need to be reached with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, take the thoughts tonight. Use them, I pray, to stir up our hearts. Lord, to tell somebody else about you. Lord, I'm glad somebody took the time. They not only prayed for me, but Lord, they witnessed to me. And Lord, I praise you for it. Oh, Lord, have your will and way here tonight. May you receive honor and glory out of all that's said and done. In Jesus' name, heads bowed and eyes closed just a moment. I want you to stand. We're going to have a verse of invitation. If you need to come, you come. Whether the Lord touched your heart about witnessing for him, or maybe you're lost, or maybe you're burdened about something, this altar's open for you tonight. If you'll man the Lord, just let him help you around an old-fashioned altar tonight. I've done the best I could here today in preaching what God's laid upon my heart. I've done learned a long time ago. I'm not the responsible party for that increase. That's God. But I do have the responsibility of sowing and working. I sure want to do my part. What are we going to sing, Brother Tim? All right. Folk are praying. If you need to come, you come on.